This podcast is brought to you by High Five Tom, a proud family member of
Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.
And honored to be part of
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Revelry with Will and High Five Tom.
And one. What up, High Fivers? It's your boy, High Five Tom. And I've got my very good friend here, the Oakland nominated co-host of the show, Mr. Will. Will, how are you this evening, man?
I forgot I was an award nominated co-host. Thanks for reminding me, Tom.
You know, it's the least I could do. I mean, it's the one thing we can hang our hats on here at Ring of Honor Revelry. So,
and Tom and I both need haircuts, so we both need a place for our hats.
That was funny. Well done. Well done.
Right, there we go. You're welcome. Thank you. Good night. Thanks for listening.
And this is a segue for later on the show, but I don't need a haircut, Will. I need lots of them cut.
Oh, there it is. Classic.
And if you want to find out what the segue is, you got to tune in a little bit later to find out what I'm talking about. And the funny thing is, the person I stole that joke was my fucking high school fucking health teacher. So, and he was on, him and his family were on Family Feud a couple years ago. They did pretty well. So,
that's not the right show, but you know.
Yeah, I called him off, so. That Price is Right, man? No.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, apologize for last week. I don't know. I was scatterbrained. And so, Will, thanks for getting me through the episode. But we will do, in the spirit of that, we will do all of the questions of honor, dishonor, right off the bat. So, Brendan, my friend, you don't have to listen all the way through to this episode because we're going to do them all right now.
Do we want to do Brendan's first?
You know, I think we will.
Since we're already cracking jokes.
Yeah.
Oh. Hold on. Let's try that again. There it is.
Smokus is looking at me like, what the fuck is going on over there? I'm done song, Smokes. Do you have a question for Dishonor? She's like, I don't know what you're talking about, motherfucker. My cat Smokus says the word motherfucker more than any other cat I've ever met, Will. Just in case you're wondering.
He sounds just like Samuel L. Jackson, too. It's crazy.
Dude. Every time my brain... Oh, yeah. So, Brendan's question. Do you have it up?
Brendan wants to know who in Ring of Honor has got the best dad jokes. Now, I thought about going through the whole episode for Christmas. My mom got me this little like deck of cards thing, but it's every single thing, every card on it has a dad joke on it. So I could have just gone through the whole episode throwing in jokes, but I will share my favorite joke with you and the audience here.
All right.
Then. Why does a chicken coop have two doors?
I don't know, Will. Why does a chicken coop have two doors?
If it had more than that, it'd be a sedan.
That's really bad, Will.
So good. My answer is Caprice Coleman. I bet Caprice Coleman could deliver a serious, straight-faced dad joke. You'd just be like, sir, excuse me.
Yeah.
And he'd walk away, slap the knee, be like, got him.
Yeah. You know, it's tough because he comes up every week, but I mean, he's got like 14 kids. You know, I mean, it's tough. You know, it's tough not picking Mark Briscoe. I mean,
it'd be like I don't know if you've seen him. There was a guy that would pop up on like the Instagram reels where he's in front of like this like flock of turkeys. I don't know if they're considered a flock when you have like a group of turkeys, but it would be timed out where he'd say the joke and they'd all go like, like at the same time after. So I can just picture Mark be like, guys, how about this one? I got it.
Oh, if I only knew how to do technology. That's funny because
I'm Mark Briscoe be like, why the chicken cross the road? Hey, you come back here.
well, wait, something about the Umbrella Academy. They have a release date for the new Umbrella Academy?
August. Last season comes out in August.
Oh, shit. Nice. Like a group of turkeys. Yeah, because it's really random. So where we live, I mean, we're in the city, but we're like on the outskirts of the city. But there's all these wild turkeys that just hang out. Like they're at the all the time. It's hilarious, and they always.
My first college, there was like an emergency like group chat that you just like your phone would start blowing. Everybody's like, "Stay inside." The turkeys are rolling through, and you look out the window, and you just see like these big old bastard bitchy birds like walking like their talons on the ground like spurs, like clank, clank, clank. It's like not going outside. There's fucking turkeys out there. Look at them all.
It was enough turkeys like where you couldn't go outside.
I mean, you could, but like there was a lot of them.
Wow. Yeah.
So depending on if you drive through Chester, New Hampshire at the right time of the year, odds are you're going to have to stop for the turkeys. And they don't rush to get out of the road either.
Huh. Yeah. Here it's, I think the most we've seen is like 5 or 6 or 7, but yeah, they're just walking through the parking lot of the grocery store. I don't know. I'm a turkey whisperer. One time Faith and I are at a date at one of those, you know, they have the zoos where they have injured animals. So it's not like a zoo. Yep. Zoo. But yeah, I was definitely the turkey whisperer and chicken whisperer over there. So, so just for the record, a group of turkeys called either a rafter or a flock, like you said. What to do if you find yourself among a bunch of wild turkeys?
Drink fast.
Well, come on, give me. They can fly at 55 miles an hour.
Oh, some bitch.
They only live 3 to 5 years. Supposedly, Ben Franklin proposed the turkey as a national bird for a death before. I think that's been proved false, but it doesn't say what to do if you get attacked by wild turkeys.
You gotta search yourself as the dominant turkey. You gotta search yourself on the pecking order, so the episode of Bob's Burgers.
Yeah, but I mean, they're all over the place. And like I said, we're in a pretty urban / suburban area, so it's we don't know where they came from, but yeah, they're famous. So I think the city had to shoot a couple of them, and that was like a big ordeal. But yeah, but I mean, it'd be tough not to see Mark Briscoe just, you know, busting out dad jokes. You know, Caprice Coleman's absolutely perfect. I mean, Steve Carino. Yeah, but I think I'm going to stick with Mark. I mean, I know he's often an answer here, and he's obviously the national treasure, but I think we got another $5,000 idea.
I'm just double checking our text because did Brendan have an answer? I don't remember seeing an answer.
No.
From Mr. Brendan. We got some pizza talk, some Limp Bizkit talk, some ya-ya-ya's.
And talk about
So here it is. He was torn between three guys: Mark Briscoe, Nigel, and Carino.
Ah, Nigel. Oh yeah, congratulations on raising so much money on your dive too, by the way. We didn't even talk about that, but
yes, the Franklin County Freezers in their supposedly final run of being a fundraising team for Special Olympics Vermont raised about $1,200.
Nice. Yeah, next year.
Or no, 12,000.
Wait, 12,000 or 1,200? 12,000?
It was 12,000 because my stepmother raised 8,000 on her own.
Jeez.
And yeah. I raised a little over 500 because the minimum you have to raise is 500.
Yeah, if you do that next year, let me know. I mean, we'll definitely send some ducats your way. So hopefully, it's
not I'm looking into it, starting potentially doing my own team.
Okay.
On March 2nd, I'm also doing the Doggy Paddle Plunge, which is a fundraiser for the New Hampshire SPCA.
Okay.
Brittany signed me up to go in and said, "Oh, good. I got good thing you got that day off, so you can go in the water." And I said, "Oh, I didn't realize this was a solo venture for me."
Can you? Can we donate on March 1st?
So that one, I think I haven't looked into that one as much. That I think you there's like links on their page to do donations if you go to the NHSPCA website. But like, I don't have like a fundraising.
Oh, okay.
Page, because you have the option of just going in to like do the plunge and have fun or whatever. And there's like a luncheon. If you raise so much money, they give you like you can like a shirt and like a hat and stuff like that. So I'm just going in. I'll go in my shirt that Brittany got me for Christmas. That's one of those you see in like the ads on Facebook where it's a picture of, you know, a white male with a brown beard and brown hair. And there's a cat on one side and a cat on the other side. And it says, I didn't choose to be a sexy two cat dad, but I am, or something. I mean, I could have rummaged through the drawer to find it and actually read what it says, but
yeah.
I'll either be wearing that or my shirt with India on it that my mom had made before we lost her.
Aww. India. Aww. Well, speaking of animals, any of the high fivers here listening in the Milwaukee area, good friend of the show, well, friend of mine. I don't know if he listens to the show. He really should. My good friend Steve and his wife Brooke are currently fostering a rescue dog that could really use a home. Dog's a great puppy. Beautiful looking dog. So anybody that's interested, let me know. I will send you in the right direction. So yeah, they foster dogs, you know, so they don't get euthanized till they find their forever home. I could not do that, dude. I would want to keep all of them. Like,
I know. That's why we don't do such a thing.
I'm like, you know, and like I said, do you go and work at the stadium too? Like I have to drive by the Humane Society and people are outside walking the dogs. And I couldn't do that. I just want to take them all home. Like we walked into one of the local animal shelters to have, you know, Chico's nuts snipped when he was a little kid. And I'm like, I want to take all these cats home with me.
Oh, there was a while she would go and be like, I'm just going to look. It's like, no, 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 no.
Yeah.
There is no just looking.
No. So, but I'm very happy with the two cats we've got. So, you know.
Yeah, mine are all right.
Chico likes to bust out the B bombs and decides to call us motherfuckers. So, but Brendan, thank you, my friend. Obviously, sorry it's a week late. Hopefully, you're okay with us doing a little earlier. But yeah, I mean, we should. It's in our $5,000 idea. We should just get Mark and Carino and Caprice to do dad jokes. So,
all right, now that Brendan stopped listening, what an asshole.
That's sick.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Brendan's great.
Yeah. We'll be making an appearance.
Whose question?
Let's do the newest member of Visionaries Global Media, Nattering with E in the Natterverse.
I didn't have a cheering sound set up. I dropping the ball on these sound effects.
That's okay. Yeah.
I don't have a great soundboard with boobies and other stuff like that. So it was something else.
What, yeah.
It popped me. It popped me. The soundboard pops me. It really does.
Yeah. So I'm glad this is just an audio podcast. Yeah. Congratulations. You know, Eric's the newest member of the Visionary Global Media family. We'll be dropping every Wednesday, along with yours truly's here, Midwestern Wrestling Roundup, even though I had two this week. But we'll talk about that a little bit later. But yeah, what was Eric's question?
Eric wanted to know if Caprice Coleman and Cedric Alexander won the titles at the end of 23 instead of breaking up, would they still have the belts today?
As in today, as in 2024, or?
As in, I read it as today.
2024. I don't think they'd still have them as of today. But I think they would have held them until Cedric went to WWE, and then they would have to relinquish them, because once they won them, they were never going to lose them. Yeah, that would have, they would have changed the future of wrestling. You know, because, I mean, the Young Bucks never would have got it at that point. You know, the Briscoes wouldn't have got it back. You know, War Machine never would have got it. So, well, actually, Cedric, didn't he go to WWE after the Cruiserweight Classic, probably?
After the, he was signed, I think, during the Cruiserweight Classic.
Okay. Isn't it crazy they couldn't get Zack Sabre Jr. signed?
Yeah, it's probably better off, though. He can't call people the C word nearly as much as he can being in New Japan. So
he's so good.
And he wouldn't have had that banger with D-Bry.
That's a good match. Really good match.
I'll watch it when I sign up for New Japan World when Best of the Super Junior starts up again. I want to put myself through that disappointment.
Fair enough. Yeah, I mean, well,
my answer is no, because any kind of, like, we're kind of seeing it with the Roman Reigns storyline, where, like, they're still kind of making it work. Like, he's had that belt, what, 2 years?
That's almost four.
3 years? Almost 4 years. Like, so, like, I'm kind of over it. I'm ready for the Roman Reigns title run to be over. Like, it's been a hell of a run. They've done a lot of cool stuff with it, but it's like they've kind of done everything they can do, short of going through how this is going to break down.
You know, he's only
a friend, Nick from the Discord, said, like, oh, well, he only have to hold it another, like, how, like, another 4 or 5 years to, like, hit Bruno's numbers. Like, no, 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 no.
I'm still pretty confident.
It's not good.
Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead. You're confident.
I'm pretty confident they're going to have him beat Hogan. But I don't know. I mean, because I thought they were going to try and kind of erase Hogan's memory, but obviously with him introing the Royal Rumble, maybe not as much. But, I mean, to go this far and to lose it, you know, 3 months before breaking Hogan's record. I mean, if you can call it a record or whatever, I don't know. I don't know if I read this correctly or not, but I think Hogan defended that title like 400 times in the 4 years he had it. Roman Reigns has defended like 45. And don't get me wrong, I love Roman Reigns. I'm a big fan. I was happy for him. You know, seems like a good human being. He doesn't wrestle much.
That Samoan boy named Joe.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
The thing is, Hogan probably defended it all the time on, like, house show circuits and, like, whenever he went through tours of, like, wherever.
Yeah. I mean, Hogan was a worker, man. I mean, say what you will, you know, wrestle.
Oh, I got plenty to say. Dude.
Yeah, I think his kid got another DUI. I'm like, didn't his kid kill somebody?
Yep.
Okay.
Sure did.
So, But all seriousness, I mean, if they do take it, so you've got Red Dragon. I mean, the Forever Hooligans, the Wolves are gone. The Young Bucks aren't around much. The Bravado Brothers are gone. Who's taking it from, CNC?
War Machine.
Yeah. That honestly, it's, that would be an interesting matchup. Really never saw that. But speaking of War Machine, I do have to apologize. We had a scheduling snafu. There actually was a pay-per-view that Will and I were supposed to review this week, but I spaced it. So we will be doing something in San Antonio. I had it up. I actually started it. It's pretty good. Some wrestling in state of the art in San Antonio, Texas. So we'll be doing that next week, just as a programming note. But yeah, I mean, I think CC that let's we'll give him a year run, with a with the belt.
It's a long time.
What's that?
That's significantly longer than the reigns they've been doing up to this point.
Yeah, well, I mean, if they hadn't played Hot Potato with Red Dragon, they'd be on like 9 months now. But like, speaking of Red Dragon, so Adrenaline Rush does have a proving ground match on this state of the art pay-per-view that we're about to watch, Will. So, just to give you a heads up. So, and
All right.
I don't think it's a TV taping, so we don't have to watch it twice like we're gonna have to do for this week. So.
Oh, you don't. We'll find out.
Yeah, thanks again, Eric, and let's say congratulations on joining BGM, so you can now catch Nattering on E on all podcast platforms. And like Chad says, if Visionary, you can't find Visionaries Global Media on a pack your podcast platform of choice, let us know and he will get you added. So, and Chad's a man of his word on that way, so he's not fucking around. So I was thinking we could do a Rob sandwich with an SJ filling. So we'll do Rob's first one and then a second or a third,
Oh,
and then SJ. And I can't believe I spaced it. SJ, thank you for sending out stickers to get the word out. So congratulations on your promotion as social media manager of the Ring of Honor Revelry. And stay tuned on this very feed. There might be some additional content with your boy High Five Tom and SJ in the near future. So just throwing
Ooh.
that.
All right, so we'll start with Rob's older question.
Please and thank you.
With all the olive chat on episode 1.110, just putting it over again, that was our episode with Nick from None of My Friends Like Comics.
Yeah.
Ka-chow. We asked Nick if he liked olives, and he chose the right side. So with all the olive chat, if they remade Popeye, what 2014 Ring of Honor roster members would you cast as Popeye and Olive Oil? I feel like the obvious answer is Mike Bennett, Maria Kanellis, and then you have Kevin Steen looks just like Bluto.
That's a good puller, Will. Interesting. Yeah, I mean, I was kind of thinking Mike Elgin size wise, but I mean, Popeye's not big until he eats a spinach, huh?
That's right.
And I've been eating a
He
lot.
he's got that one ma he's got that one massive arm.
Yeah.
His cranking arm.
And I've been eating a lot. Well, I've been eating a lot of blended spinach this week, so.
You gotta like, he crushes that can with his bare hand. It's like, acres of spinach pours out of that can. It's like stewed spinach in there. He barely chews it. He's just like swallowing it down. It's like, ooh.
What are your thoughts on spinach, Will? I
It
love
is
them.
my preferred salad. It is my preferred salad green.
Yeah, mine too. I just don't like it when it's cooked.
I've come around on it cooked. It always breaks my heart a little. Or it's like you dump the container in the pan. You add a little heat, and then all of a sudden you have like a spoonful of spinach.
Like your whole bag went to like that big.
You follow the recipe. It's like, why the hell is it want this much spinach? And then you're like, oh, that's why.
Yeah, I don't know, something about the smell when it's cooked. I mean, I'll still eat it, don't get me wrong, but yeah, raw spinach all day.
I get that. It's like Brussels sprouts. Brussels sprouts taste really great, but sometimes how some people cook them, it's like, this smells terrible.
Mm. Yeah, see, we cook ours in apple cider vinegar, so sometimes people don't like that.
Well, that sounds good. I haven't tried that.
Yeah. But I love cooked kale, so figure that out.
I'm not as big as a cooked kale fan. We tried the kale chips once, and I liked it when they were like just starting to get crispy, yeah. But they were still like soft.
Yeah.
But this is a big kale household. You could not be in this household and not partake in the kale.
Okay. I knew we got along for some. That forgives some of your olive discretion. So, I mean, Bennett and Maria, I mean, it makes sense. But she's so skinny. Olive oil.
She is very skinny. So is Maria Kanellis.
Yeah, she's fit.
There's not a whole lot of options for women on this 2014 Ring of Honor roster.
I'm like trying to go back.
Romantic touch in Veda Scott. There's your other.
I like that. Yeah, because we know how much Veda loves. Romantic touch.
Yeah, and shouts out to Rhett Titus for retweeting our post about.
Yeah, that was awesome.
The romantic touch.
Good job on that.
That made my day.
Yeah, that was like I looked at it. And I'm like, and I look at the name. I'm like, wait, what? Oh yeah. So we're getting some pub out there, Will. And I don't know if you saw, but who's coming to AAW next Friday?
Jimmy Jacobs, is that the next Friday?
Yeah. So I have to.
Hopefully. So you can get your ticket. Front row is going to be sold out because Tom's going to have like the whole front row to himself, just ready, just to be in awe.
Well, yeah. Hopefully, I get to give Jimmy Jacobs a high five in real life. So,
give him a Ring of Honor Revelry sticker.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Hopefully, yeah. Like I should have given Roddy, and I totally spaced it. Yeah. Even though there's people in my posse that don't like Jimmy Jacobs, but they are terrorists. So.
They're terrorists.
So yeah. So, but yeah. I mean, Will. I mean, it's tough not to go with Mike Bennett and Maria. I mean, I was thinking Prince Nana and Princess Mia. No.
I swear when I draw a big pressure roll.
I mean, Truth Martini and Scarlett. You know, Trish Martini's kind of a wily little skinny little bastard. It definitely would not be Silesia. She is definitely not skinny. In a good way, by the way.
No. Strong.
Yeah. I really wish, I know we'll get into it later, but I really wish they would have kind of given her some legs, like playing the whole China role. The first time she hit it was in her, you know, in the ring, body slamming motherfuckers, you know.
It would have been cool if she could have had like a match because they've done a couple of women's. Have they done any women's? Not this year, they haven't.
No.
They had. It's been a while since they had just like a straight up women's exhibition match. But it's like, it would have done her a lot of good. Have her tussle with like either, you know, some scrub or, you know, bring in. Have her throw down with a Mischief, right? And be like, oh, she beat Mischief. Mischief's the number one woman in this division.
Ooh, Silesia and Mischief would have been fucking baller. Really, I think that's really the only woman that we've seen on TV that could really scrap. I mean, maybe Athena?
Athena or who's she teamed with Eddie Edwards. You liked her. She trained at WWE.
Sarah Del Rey.
Sarah Del Rey.
Ooh, that'd be sweet. She's a bad bit in a good way. Ooh, come to say hi to Uncle Will? She's like, I got things to do. So,
SJ's question. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's put a.
Oh yeah. So yeah.
Put a toothpick in this olive question.
So Will's got Michael Bennett and Maria, and I'm gonna go with Truth Martini and Scarlett for sure. Yeah. And then Brandon, when you listen to this, make sure you text us and let's start rock and rolling on this Twitter Women of Honor tournament. So
SJ wanted to know if we're gonna give Ring of Honor roster members the cereal gimmick, and they're gonna have their faces on the box of cereal. Who's getting the cereal deal, and what cereal?
Why do I just? I don't know. I'm just. Well, I mean, you could
put like, do you want to go serious or do you want to go funny? Right? Because like, if you want to give somebody like the Wheaties treatment, like you're gonna pick somebody who's like
Michael Elgin,
like a Michael Elgin at this time, maybe a Chris Hero.
Yeah. I mean, Adam Cole's really good looking, so you could put Adam Cole like on some Honey Nut Cheerios. But I'm gonna go with Kevin Steen on a Fruit Loops box.
I'm down for it.
I mean, Kevin Steen's just a fun dude in the IRL, it seems like. And Fruit Loops seems like a fun cereal, so I'm going with Kevin Steen. I mean, obviously Elgin and the Wheaties box is pretty obvious. But I'll go with Kevin Steen and Fruit Loops.
Yeah. So I'll take the low hanging fruit, right? Because I bet you Mark Briscoe could sell me in an advertisement on some cereal. Mark Briscoe could sell me some fucking Kooky Crisp. You know what I'm saying, Tom?
Yeah.
Jay, all the people in the world can see that you're the real world heavyweight champion. But can you see why kids love Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
I could see Mark doing Rice Krispies.
Snap, crackle, pop.
God, I miss cereal. Do you eat a lot of cereal?
I used to. Yeah. Not as much anymore. Every now and then I'll get some. It's kind of more of like a treat because I eat volume.
Yeah.
I got this big old, like, it was like a 4-pound bag of Reese's Puffs a while ago.
Ooh.
That was a lot of cereal I got, but I'm a big fan of the cocoa pebbles.
Yeah, I can't drink normal milk, but it's really good with almond milk. I mean, yeah, Honey Nut Cheerios and some chocolate silk. We'll throw a little peanut butter and some honey in, the extra honey in there.
Brittany likes to do the Lucky Charms with the chocolate milk.
Interesting.
Yeah. I also am a fan of, I mean, listen, I used to eat anything, but I used to really like shredded mini wheats. Frosted shredded mini wheats.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Loved them. Definitely not gluten free.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's very true. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Fruit Loops are good. I used to fuck around Fruit Tricks.
Yeah.
Then you get like the kicks. Kicks aren't great, but sometimes it hits just right.
Yeah.
The peanut butter crunch, Cap'n Crunch.
What was Tony the Tiger? He was
Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, no, I was all about Honey Nut Cheerios is my jam years.
Can't go wrong with Honey Nut Cheerios.
I don't really stop. I mean, Faith can't eat cereal. Doesn't really agree with her. It's about to die. And I mean, I can drink milk. It's just I get super, super farty, which is saying a lot coming from me. Some farty in general.
That's a problem. Me in Wisconsin, right? A lot of dairy, a lot of cheese.
You ain't kidding, my friend. You ain't kidding. So, All right, so we got Michael Elgin doing Wheaties. We got Mark doing pretty much any kind of fucking cereal.
Whatever you want to market to kids, Mark Briscoe is your guy. I mean, as much as I'd love to hear Mark Briscoe yell, Cookie Crisp, I think I'd have to go Mark Briscoe and Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
All right. And we got Kevin Steen and Fruit Loops. And one serious one. Adam Cole's a good-looking dude. He's kind of got that.
Cedric Alexander. I think Cedric Alexander will look good on like a Wheaties box or a box of Life. CNC Wrestle Factory on the box of Life.
Yeah. God, the shit of possibilities are endless.
Truth Martini could be on like Raisin Bran or something. You know, just, yeah.
I liked Raisin Bran, but then think about it, like, I don't really think there's a cereal I didn't.
Right, I would eat anything. Like, there are things I like more than others, but like, I would eat anything.
Yeah. Oh, man, I miss cereal. I'm going to go buy some cereal next week.
Hopefully it doesn't get mad. Cereal. Shouts out, Joe. Joe, I hope you're listening, yeah. Asian Joe. Asian Joe, retweet us whenever we put something on Twitter, and you let us know what you think. Ring of Honor wrestler. Cereal sponsorship.
That's a good call. Yeah, I mean, Joe's a fucking cereal expert. And if you're not
He is the cereal expert. He's got his own blog about it.
Yeah, so if you're not following Asian Joe, I don't know what the fuck to tell you.
I believe his last one was about filled. It was tricks, right? It was like a filled tricks.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like I could see Asian Joe in the real life sometime this summer. Trying to make a trip to Nebraska, so.
Ugh, Nebraska.
Nebraska's not bad. Better than Delaware.
I've never been.
Yeah, it's not as bad as people make it out to be.
My the Unified Sports team through Special Olympics that my high school had went to Nebraska because that's where the national games were, and they were chosen to represent the state of Vermont.
That's cool. I wonder if it's important. Maybe it's because it's so central, because they have the Little League World Series in Nebraska, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's probably smack dab in the middle of the country, so. Yeah, I got ripped off by a 17-year-old runaway and on the freeway just east of Omaha, Nebraska. In another life. It's also a Bob Seger lyric, by the way, minus the being ripped off by a 17-year-old runaway. Bet you didn't know that, Will, huh?
I haven't heard that story, but 17-year-old Tom, listen, I don't want to get us canceled.
Oh, no, yeah. I was working for Shock Electronics, and I was selling electronics out of the trunk of my car. Legally, by the way. Barely illegal. Yeah.
Hey, whatever. What are they going to do? Come back after you?
Yeah, well, it's funny. You got all this knockoff shit that you're selling on the trunk of your car for, you know. Yeah, we sell Rockwood speakers. So we tell people it's a mixture of Kenwood and Rockford Fosgate. Yeah, driving around with all this electronics in the back of your car, that doesn't look suspicious at all, does it? But it's a learning experience. Man. Yeah, I got to do a podcast about all my jobs one of these days. So. Yeah, obviously, thank you, SJ, our social media manager. And sorry, I completely spaced the fact that you, check out SJ's Twitter as she's doing she's handing out some Ring of Honor Revelry stickers. And Eric, I swear you're gonna get your stickers sooner than later. I do apologize about that. So.
All right, we're going to close out these questions of dishonor with a final question from Rob. With the talk about road rage from episode 111, in the spirit of Ronnie Pickering's viral road rage video, who from ROH 2014 is most likely to say, "Don't you know who I am? someone that obviously doesn't know who they are.
Did he post a video with that?
He did.
Okay. I gotta see this. Well, I think the first person that came to mind, and keep in mind, this is actually strictly in character. I think it'd be a good like in character move would be Adam Cole. I could see like Adam Cole like in character, or Matt Taven actually, but I'm gonna go with Adam Cole.
I could see Matt Taven peeling around Shinito, as I was informed. I always said Shinetto, like the GPS said, but I was informed that the true dairy residents call it Shinito.
Yeah.
So I could see Matt Taven whipping around on his Honda Civic, whatever he was driving back then. Probably a Honda Civic. But I can see Truth Martini right in the full get up and all the regalia, like, don't you know who I am?
Yep.
It's like, no, get away from this high school, you creep.
Shut up, shit. In real life,
Matt Hardy.
Oh, yeah, totally.
You know, I feel like there's so much just pop culture like zeitgeist now as far like with like the Hardy Boys and stuff. But maybe Jeff out of the two would be the more recognizable because everybody loves the dance, the damp, man, yeah. You remember the campaign he did when he was Big Money Matt and he was saying you guys should give me more money because I already have plenty, but I need more money.
No, but I can only imagine.
So good.
That's he was an Impact, right?
Yes. Good old Matt Hardy.
Yeah, I mean, now that you mentioned, I could totally see Matt Hardy doing that in real life. Everyone else seems on the roster seems pretty mellow. I want to say Nigel, but maybe that's just a slight at, you know, British people. No way to go.
Carino.
You know.
Carino, again, kind of more of like a humorous thing. It's like, don't you know who I am? It's like, no, buddy, get out of here. Like, move along, sir. It's like, I'm Steve Carino.
Yeah. And that's not a slight on all of our UK listeners either, by the way, so.
Trailer drive on the left side, the right side, left side.
They do that in the Virgin Islands too, man. It was fucking crazy. Like they even have to put it in your rental car that you know which side of the road to drive on.
That's I think that's what shocked me more is not that necessarily that learning that they drive on the opposite side, or maybe we drive on the opposite side, but the fact that they're the only ones who do it. Like you go to other like mainland European countries. And they drive on the right side with the right side of the road.
Yeah. Crazy shit. Yeah, I can see, I mean, Carino being, you know. I mean, I can see Kevin Steen doing it jokingly, too. Well, actually, you know, it'd be fucking perfect. Oh, I figured this out. Sami Zayn, circa 2013. Because no one would know who he was because he's El Generico. Rumor has it.
What?
I mean his brother, El Generico.
Wow. Next thing you're gonna tell me that Rhett Titus is the Romantic Touch.
I mean, unbelievable. Well, you know, Beta Scott would have you believe that, but Will, that's actually
listen. Veda Scott is A+, but I think she's off the mark on this one.
Yeah, that's a good segue, Will. But before we segue, obviously, thank you to all the high fivers for all the great questions. We appreciate, all of our international fans. We you know need to spread the word out throughout the world of Ring of Honor Revelry. But
yeah, Canada, you guys got it down. Austria, Kratzo's got it locked down. Rob's got got England. Almost said the UK, but that's not a thing anymore, right? Brexit and all that.
Yeah. So yeah. And then yeah, Brendan's holding it down in New Jersey, which is pretty much a foreign country. So God's fired.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday night on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
What's up, folks? It's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, inviting all of you to check out the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Join us as we cover all things current in the world of pro wrestling, as well as paying homage to the old school, the squared circle. So listen in and find out why we are the recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. Find us on all social media platforms and anywhere you get your podcast from. And as always, we are the proudest members of the Shining Wizards Network and Rant Entertainment Media.
The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag #JoinTheMarkOrder. Because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
G'day guys, my name is Thomas, one half of the Brocast podcast. With our podcast, we go back and watch wrestling events from WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, AEW, and many other wrestling promotions. You can check us out on Twitter at The Brocast, that's THEBROKAST, and you can also download all episodes on Apple Podcast, CastBox, Castro, and many other podcast apps.
Got 30 minutes to kill?
Come check out 30 Screams or Less, where we review a horror movie in 30 minutes or less. We cover new movies and old ones too.
We'll give our honest thoughts on the movie, good or shit, as well as a rating of each one that we watch.
New episodes weekly, available on the Shining Wizards Network and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
Come check us out at 30 Screams or Less.
What's up, everyone? When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure to check out Wrestling Night in Canada. If we're not recording another kick-ass podcast,
or playing in punk bands,
or recording kick-ass heavy metal albums,
then we're sitting back, we're grabbing a couple brews, and going over everything to do in the world of pro wrestling.
Because we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.
If you like your music heavy, then check out Radioactive Metal on the Shining Wizards Network. For over 16 years now, Radioactive Metal has been one of the longest-running podcasts. Over the years, we've interviewed some legendary metal acts, had some awesome discussions, and cranked a hell of a lot of tunes. So join your cool Uncle Snowy and his co-host Aaron for the audio mosh pit that is Radioactive Metal here on the Shining Wizards Network.
Are you tired of being lied to every day by the mainstream media?
Do you want to know what's really going on in the world?
Do you want to make up your own mind about things and not be told what to think or say?
Then listen to Inconclusive Breakdown, a weekly anti-PC look at the world of entertainment and current events brought to you without censorship or filters.
You can find us everywhere you listen to podcasts, BitChute, and on ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
And also, we're a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
But we've got some Ring of Honor TV to discuss. Speaking of Beta Scott and the Romantic Touch, But first, smoke. It's okay.
We're road raging again. If, in case you didn't watch Wrestling's Finest already, you're in luck. You got to watch the whole show for free on TV.
But actually not the whole show.
No, because as we discussed last week, there was supposed to be Paul London versus Roderick Strong, but he got dinged up when he wrestled AJ Styles. So they threw on Cedric and Everett. So that match did not get re-aired.
No. Or the Steen Kyle O'Reilly match.
No. So two matches out of however many, you know, you can still go back. Sign up for $9.99 a month for your Honor Club and go back and watch Wrestling's Finest from 2014.
And I'm assuming that they're not going to go back and do just two matches, but you never know.
I hope not. They're probably going to show us matches from that other event that we're...
Yeah, I don't know, because they're not mentioning...
I don't think they mentioned TV taping anywhere, so...
I think they had one in that. I don't know. We'll see. I guess we'll find out next week. But they're still in Pittsburgh, like Will said. Obviously, this is from the TV taping. But as mentioned, we have the Romantic Touch versus Michael Bennett. And obviously, it's Bennett Maria. And obviously, you know, Will and I discussed this with Nick. And Nick did a better job than both of us that time. But I do have some additional notes. Will, did you rewatch this match at all?
Tom, I rewatched it all. My takeaways, I mean, obviously, Veda is great. I love that she's not playing along. And she's like, that's right, Titus. Kevin Kelly and Karina are like, Veda, like you're so off the mark on this. She's like, he's got a tattoo, right? Titus doesn't have a tattoo. She's like, the tattoo moves every week. And later on in the match, she's yelling at him, he's like, your tattoo's gone. Where'd it go?
Wow, that was great.
And he's got RT on his trunks.
Yeah.
But Romantic Touch comes down with a box of what is revealed to be the chocolat for the ladies.
Yeah. What's in the box?
What's in the box? And he's going to take on Boston's own Michael Bennett. Remember, not Mike Bennett. He's Michael Bennett now.
And
because he's serious. He's an adult.
Yeah.
And Maria says there's a misunderstanding of women and having power in professional wrestling. And Carino responds to that. But she says that she's not afraid of being in the ring. She's not afraid of people like the Romantic Touch who feel like they need to be all over women. She's not afraid of people like Kevin Steen. She's like, I'll take a pile driver. And then I'm pretty sure Karina made a joke about, oh, not that kind of pile driver. And it's like, oh, woof.
Well, I will take whatever people give me.
Yep. She's going to give all the power, take all the power. And that Mike Bennett's got a new finishing move that she taught him in the bedroom.
Yeah, so I don't know if she said that on purpose or if she was playing to, you know, the crowd or whatnot, but I did like, you know, and we talked about this with Nick, obviously, but you know, Bennett takes a shot at CM Punk, obviously right there with saying he's better than the best, and then
better than the best in the world.
Yep, and then two days later,
he's gonna start taking whatever he wants.
Yeah, and two days later, CM Punk wrestles his last match in WWE for 10 years. So I thought that was kind of serendipitous. But all in all, obviously, you know, they talk about RD Evans being 23-0. You know, the end of the match, Maria gets on the apron, distracts, you know, Romantic Touch, gives him the chocolate.
She's doing the grinding and all that jazz. It's like... He offers a chocolat. She flips the box up into his face. I mean, Romantic Touch has a hell of a drop kick.
Yeah, weird.
It's untouchable. Nobody else in Ring of Honor has a dropkick quite untouched. Red Titus was pretty close, but I don't know. I think I might have to give the edge to the Romantic Touch.
You know, I do love the seven references here, obviously, with you know, the What's in the Box. You've seen that movie, obviously, right, Will?
Oh, love that movie.
You know what? Not to be this guy, but I saw that movie in the movie theater.
Oh, good for you. I was probably like five when that movie came out, Tom.
I was going to say four, but, you know. And I did not know the scene with the guy that's been laying in bed for a year. So watching that and everyone in the fucking movie theater, spoiler alert if you haven't seen the movie, tuna, you know, hit fast forward here 15 seconds, but when that dude pops up, the whole fucking theater fucking jumped, man. It was great. It was awesome. Definitely one of my favorite movie experiences. But in the end, Will, you know, Michael
Bennett, much better crying at the end scene than The Mist.
Think so?
What's in the box? Come on!
But you know, Bennett's got
which I found that too. I found my for those of you who listen to my or not to my to our episode about watching The Mist, I said that I couldn't find my copy of The Mist that Tom had found at a video store and sent to me.
Are you gonna
I have found it.
Are you going to watch it in black and white?
Maybe if we do another episode about The Mist and we bring on some other people, I would rewatch it in the black and white to get the original. It's a little too close to the last time I've watched it to be like, I'm going to sit down and watch it again.
Okay. I'll give it a couple weeks because I do have a third for our round table, by the way. So let me know when you're ready.
This is going to be like a running thing. We're going to put out like Ring of Honor's like crossover with The Mist merchandise.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it makes sense, right? Yeah, in Brightest Days, I mean, if you get a mock up of that, that'd be sweet. But yeah, Bennett finishes, shows off his new finishing move that Carino states has never ever been seen before. And of course, I missed
it. And Kevin Kelly wouldn't say what it is. Like, you know what that is. You know who does that move.
And I didn't. And but, you me on who that was. So.
The Anaconda Vice. That's a Phil Brooks signature move. I've never actually seen CM Punk use it, but it was his finisher in the video game.
Interesting. Okay. Well, he can't get hurt in a video game, so. Shots.
Oh, man. I keep seeing that video of Drew when he's in the gym. He's like, oh, I'm going to work out those triceps. It's like, this dude comes out and says, I prayed for you to get hurt, and it happened. Now he's trolling.
Oh. He's got his cat and is watching his workout. I much love it.
Did you see CM Punk at the WrestleMania press conference thing?
No, a little bit, kind of.
So, he responded a lot to some of the stuff The Rock was saying, but I guess he also said something like, when somebody was in the basic, oh, if they were in the back and they got my face, he's like, I punch him in the face. Everybody's like, excuse me.
Here we go again.
It's like, Phil, you're like, Phil, no, don't forget about it. It's done and over with. Anthony Khan is sinking AEW on his own. He doesn't need you to bring it up.
But at the end of Will, I mean, let's rewatch. This match is really good, actually. I mean, obviously, these both are very good at what they do. The Romantic Touch, you know, hopefully, you know, he's not in limbo here, so we kind of know what happens here in the future. But I really enjoyed this, the match the second time rewatching it, so. Obviously predictable, but after that, well, we got a quick Briscoe's promo.
I guess Vader doesn't want any. Maybe we'll have more candy, more treats. What a main event, though, still to come.
I can't wait. That's my main event.
Tonight's the night, man. Tonight's the night, the first chance I get my opportunity to get my hands on Matt Hardy.
Hey, Jay,
my shoulders.
Yeah, but it's not just Matt Hardy. It's two tag teams in there. It's three more people, as well as Matt Hardy. And each and every one of you. Hey, the Briscoe Brothers is back, baby.
We're gonna whoop all y'all there.
The hottest damn tag
team. Both teams. All four of you.
It's Hardy come, baby.
Hell, your hero. It don't matter who it is. We whooping ass. Them boys is back.
Ha!
Athletes. That will thrill you. Competition. That will amaze you. Hits. That will blow you away. This is action. This is wrestling. This is Ring of Honor.
Okay. Just another quick Briscoe's promo. I mean, Mark and Jay being Mark and Jay. But only two matches this week, Will.
Yeah, they gave us the main event in full.
You know, we've been talking in previous episodes how they were doing four matches. Now they've only done two. But, yeah, we've got Chris Hero and Michael Elgin versus the Briscoes. And I missed the first time, but did they say this is the first time they've teamed up in over a year?
Yes.
Wow.
It's been a while.
Yeah, I guess, you know, now looking at it, it's like, huh.
Their last tag team venture was probably something against, like, Red Dragon or the Wolves or something.
Wait, yeah, because Jay won the title in April, right? Or July.
I believe it was April, and then he lost it, or he had to vacate it not long after that.
Yeah, well, yeah, because the tournament ended in September, but yeah, so it's been a year. I didn't catch it the first time. You know, and once again, like we talked about, let's say if somebody pins or submits Adam Cole, they get a future title shot. And this is an elimination six-man or three-way tag match, but I had to crack up here. I missed this the first time, too. Carino said if he had a kid, he'd name him Adam Cole Matt Hardy. You know, lots of fun stuff. There's that one spot. I mean, you forget. I mean, Chris Hero, that dude works fucking stiff. It's good to have him back. I mean, there's that one spot where Mark was around the ropes. And fucking Hero just booted him in the boot, and fucking Mark just lost his shit. But then in between here, we had a commercial break. But we actually missed this on last week's TV episode. But Jay Lethal welcomes AJ Styles home. AJ gets on the mic and says, you know, it's good to be back home, blah, blah, blah. So I'm wondering if he's taking a shot at Impact there. You know, and AJ's here to see the game. But in 2 weeks, Will, we get AJ Styles versus Jay Lethal.
Oh, boy.
Two former Impact stalwarts, though. So yeah, and then like we talked about, you know, Elgin and Hero worked pretty good for a good team. I did like the dynamic of the two teams at one point working together to beat up Adam Cole and Matt Hardy, because obviously they're the bad guys. You know, Elgin had his delayed suplex, but Adam Cole booted him in the stomach during that. Was a good touch. You know, Cole and Hardy pulled some trickery. But Mark is pinned with a nasty super kick combo. And the Briscoes are eliminated. But however, Will, my friend, Mr. Jay Briscoe did not go quietly.
No, he's going to get a couple shots in before he leaves.
And
security has to separate him. I didn't recognize any of the security people.
I didn't either. You know, and then... one thing about Chris Hero's game I didn't mention last time is I always enjoyed his cravat moves. Like, he hit that spinning cravat thing from the second rope on Matt Hardy. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, that was gnarly.
Yeah. You know, but in the end of the match, Elgin gets Adam Cole alone, beats the piss out of him. But Elgin gets knocked out of the ring, but not before Chris Hero can tag in. Cole goes for the Panama Sunrise, but Hero fakes him out. And then Hero puts him on his shoulders. I was like, what are you going to do a one-winged angel? But then he threw him off his shoulders and fucking hit him with that elbow in the back of the head. I don't know how I missed that the first time, That was a wicked fucking.
Yeah, I don't why he picks him up on his shoulders just to like drop him back down on the ground.
Well, he dropped him so he could nail him with that elbow, and he did.
I know, but why pick him up on your shoulders? If why not just like rip cord him or something?
I don't know. Maybe he's trying to be something fancy. Maybe he's trying to pull. You know, who knows? Yeah, I like the finish. You know, and now so it appears. So I don't know if they actually mentioned this, but they did mention it on the new one. So Chris Hero gets his title shot at the anniversary show coming up here in a couple weeks. So
yes.
But yeah, Hardy and Cole jump Hero, but Elgin gets in for the save. But in the end, you know, they shake hands. Obviously, Michael Elgin, you know, they keep dangling that carrot in front of him. But yeah, alas, another title shot slips through his fingers. So yeah, we get Adam Cole and Adam Cole and Chris Hero main eventing the anniversary show. Will, is there anything new on the rewatch that you noticed? I noticed a bunch of new things. I missed a bunch of stuff the first time.
Overall, I picked up on a little more stuff, whether it be like commentary stuff or stuff in ring than the last time we watched this. So I mean, this was a fun watch. I thought I found this match a little more engaging watching it as like the part of a TV episode as opposed to being the end of a 3-hour pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Kind of surprising that the Briscoes were the first ones out, but at the same time, they kind of had to be, right? Because they're not really part of the story, right?
No. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. You know, interesting. I mean, they skipped matches from TV, so I don't know if they're going to, you know, I don't think they're going to go back. But, yeah, all in all, it's kind of on the rewatch. This is a lot of fun, so. Like I said, that Rhett Titus Michael Bennett match was a lot better the second time around too.
It's so last week when I pulled up the factoids about Paul London supposed to be there or not, there was also rating matches on the card, like giving like I give this many stars, give it this many stars. They hated the Romantic Touch Mike Bennett match because they said it was a waste of Michael Bennett.
Interesting. Yeah, the Romantic Touch slash, well, I mean, let's face facts. I mean, it's Rhett Titus under a mask, but, you know, after Kenny King leaves, he's really in limbo for like 10 years. I mean, until he gets that TV title, I mean, he was the last, you know, Ring of Honor TV champion. No, it wasn't TV title. He had the pure tip. Yeah.
TV title.
Okay, yeah.
At the very end, then he lost to Minoru Suzuki.
No, yeah. And then started, you know, Samoa Joe's legendary run. But yeah, even though we saw all these matches, another fun watch. You know, and it's good to see.
Yeah, it was all definitely enjoyable in the rewatch. Just to drag that, you know, if in real time we were watching this, we would have shelled out the money for this pay-per-view. Just to get pretty much the whole thing back for free.
Yeah.
So yeah, not a terrible offering for this episode of Road Rage.
No. You know, it's Road Rage, Will.
Yeah, and like Rob said, you know, if you don't get these pay-per-views, I mean, these are probably much more beneficial to those folks, but it's like, you know, if I was dropping my hard-earned money at the time, and for me, I wouldn't have had a lot of disposable income, I would have been a little salty if I paid for a pay-per-view and got pretty much all the all the pay-per-view.
Yeah. But, you know, give us a chance to yeah, to rewatch all this stuff. So, yeah, I really enjoyed it.
That video is 10 hours long. So,
oof, okay. Yeah. Well,
that's it for Road Rage. Hopefully next week we're at a destination. We'll have some fresh matches. Maybe an inside Ring of Honor. Who knows? We haven't had one of those in a while.
Yeah, it's like I think that's done. You know, I know you hated them, but I kind of miss it a little bit.
They had their place. I look forward to like this, the inside Ring of Honor, all that, like more like the pandemic area when it was like Quinn McKay at the desk and be like, here's what's going on in Ring of Honor. It's like, I'm here for this.
Yeah.
I like that they're actually filling in information where a lot of times, like, wow, you guys are going to have a match. It's like, yeah, we are, Kevin Kelly.
And it looks like, I'm trying to do this without, like, looking too much in the future, but I think we get AJ for a solid run here.
All right, Tom, we got anything else on the docket for tonight?
No, yeah, I think that's probably time to pull a train to the station, but obviously thanks to all the high fivers and all the questions of dishonor. You know, and I will still listen a little bit later, but obviously thanks to everyone over at Visionaries Global Media. They do have a Discord. Fried and I were talking about that. Might be to kind of just kind of jump in there and get that revigorated again. But obviously, shout out to the fan from Ringside, Matt, Graham, and Mish Guy over at Good Cop, Bad Cop. Hopefully, we get to see some more from Chad and Diesel. Got a couple good episodes of Midwestern Wrestling Roundup this week. I checked out a great conversation I had with Mr. Bill Williams, former guest of the Shining Wizards podcast. Great dude. Shout out to a good friend of the show, my good friend Josh over. I know he's listening. Well, he's not listening right now because we're recording. I will see him tomorrow over at ICW Milwaukee. But thanks to my cats, my wife for the great Valentine's Day picture. Even though I can't share it with anybody, but. Yeah,
that's right. We didn't talk about on air how your wife got you, a pinup photo calendar that you got hanging up by your desk.
No,
it's her posing with different Harleys and pool tables and
Harleys, huh?
Car stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, we are Milwaukee. It's where Harleys are from. So, I mean, you know, it's been known to happen. So.
No, you know, maybe it's just a bunch of pictures of Just Faith with some Miller Lite cans and a couple wedges of cheese. You know, let your imagination run wild.
But no, this is a very nice family portrait of the four of us. So I really appreciate that. So
I look forward to seeing it whenever I eventually make it out to Milwaukee.
Yeah. So hopefully here next.
Because I'm sure it's great, and she's just hard on herself.
Yeah. So, but thanks to Will, obviously, you know, hopefully things were a little bit better this week. You know, I was kind of dog shit last week, so thanks again for picking me up last week. So.
No, I'm just glad it wasn't all me.
Yeah.
You know, life is, I haven't posted shit on the Twitter this week. It's just been the way stuff has been, right? Where we got some flurries of snow out here. It's going to be all gone by tomorrow. But, you know, it's like we're in that kind of spotty weather-wise where it's like, is it still winter? Are we out of the winter? Is it nice enough to, like, be outside again? Because I went for a walk this morning, and it was brisk. We'll say brisk. Because I was like, there's a couple times where I'm like, damn, this is, like, cutting through my shoes. The wind chill.
Yeah, and I know I've asked you this before, but do you guys have like that deep, like humid cold? Because the humidity makes all the fucking difference.
I mean, it's dry as fuck out here.
Okay. Dry cold, I mean, you know, shout out to Stanley, Idaho, as the head tour guide for What do you call me, Will?
You are the head of tourism for Stanley Idaho.
I mean,
there, see, you hear that? That's your check going through right there.
Wait, Kenny King's gonna be in LFI? That's cool.
Yeah, Kenny King was on Ring of Honor.
I heard
that. Most recent episode. Wrestled Dalton Castle.
That's cool. Yeah, but listen, I mean, listen, Stanley, you know, it'd be, you know, 25, 30 below, but it'd be dry, so it wasn't as bad. But yeah, we got a lot of humid colds here, so today was kind of like that. So yeah, we got like 2 inches of snow, so it's just heavy and wet. But yeah, it'll be gone in a day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so. But yeah, Will, I think that's probably it. So.
Cool. Thanks. You know, just round it out. Thank you, VGM. Thank you, Shining Wizards Network. Thank you to our wives and the cats. And thank you, Tom. You bring the ship together. You bring us out. You bring us back in. We're never lost at sea.
I don't know about that, but yeah, it was awesome. But yeah, high fivers. Yeah, we'll talk to everybody next.
This has been a Visionaries Global Media production. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.